Hi, welcome to Zulu Talks. Hoping that you're doing fine, safe and well. First, I would like to take this time to thank you for listening to my show. Whether it's just one episode or all my episodes, I'm very grateful and I'm hoping that you gained something, and I'm still hoping that you will stick around for my future upcoming episodes. I also want to give a special shout out to my all-time listeners and a special welcome to my new listeners. If you're new on Zulu Talks, this is a show where we talk about work, school, and love, and ways to improve ourselves. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Zulaika Mohammed. Just a reminder, Zulu Talks is available on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast. Hoping that all my episodes get to you on your favorite streaming site. Follow Zulu Talks on Facebook and Instagram at Zulu Talks. You can follow me on Facebook as Zulaika Saidi and Zulaika Umu on Instagram. If you're a model, an aspiring model, an upcoming model, you can check out my modeling management at H-Mod Models 2020 on both Facebook and Instagram. Today, I want to talk about self-improvement. I've been meaning to talk about this topic for a very, very long time. But now the day has come, finally. But before I go into self-improvements and ways to improve ourselves, I want to talk about a little bit about self-esteem, which is, I believe it's a pattern of negative thoughts, a series of negative thoughts, a group of negative thoughts about ourselves. They play in our minds and they can hold us back and stop us from realizing our happiness, our potential, and all the good stuff that life has to offer. They stop us from realizing the good people around us, the blessings that we have. And I'm here today to tell you, to urge you, to beg you not to surrender to these negative thoughts, because they're just psychological processes that they just play in our heads, and they can be changed anytime if we decide to for ourselves and we set ourselves some clear goals and be tough and have positive mindset. So today I've decided to talk about 5 or 6 simple and quick ways, and the shortest way we can try to stop this psychological negativity. I mean, our journey from negativity to positivity. And number one is to avoid negative thoughts. Avoid negative thoughts about you, yourself, I mean, your job, your family, and everything around you. Always try to replace the negative thoughts with the positive thoughts about everything and everyone. The other one is to always spend some time alone. I mean, not always. Sometimes just take your time alone to think about you and all the positive things about you, so that maybe you can try to set up some few simple goals towards your journey from negativity to positivity. The other one is to be resilient. This means, as in, not everything that you want to get or not everything that you want to achieve comes at the expected time. So you should always have some room to understand setbacks and to understand errors in your life. The other one is to always compete against yourself, because as in, this toxic competition between you and other people will only make you tired. It will only make you wear out. So just try to focus on your goals and how to achieve your goals. The other one is to try to set small challenges. When you overcome these small challenges, as in small, simple challenges, they leave a positive imprint and a feeling that will help you move forward with determination from your journey to negativity to positivity. The other one is always keep pushing. Keep moving toward your journey to positivity each and every day. The last one, but not the least, is celebrate your victories. No matter how small, no matter how tiny your victory is, your achievement is, your accomplishment is, this helps you get and create a positive you. And remember, you are all that matters right now. So, 7 ways to self-improvement. Number 1, avoid negative thoughts. Number 2, spend some time alone. I mean, take some time alone. Number 3, be resilient. Number 4, only compete against yourself. Number 5, set small challenges and try to achieve them. I mean, accomplish them. Then number 6, keep moving, keep pushing towards your journey from negativity to positivity. And the last one, celebrate your victories. No matter how small your achievements are, they're still yours and they can help you gain some positivity in your life. Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and I also hope it will help you. I hope it was helpful. So don't forget to leave a like, a comment, or a review on Zulitalks platforms. Till next time here on Zulitalks, I'm your host, Zuleika Mohammed. Stay safe and healthy, and have a happy listening.